This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, February 4, 2008. The Groanings of Prayer. The scripture is Romans 8, verse 26. The Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Do you remember when you first learned to pray? I can still say the prayer my mother taught me when I was 3 years old. We knelt together next to my bed. Jesus, tender shepherd, hear me. Bless thy little lamb tonight. Through the darkness be thou near me. Keep me safe till morning light. That prayer comforted me because I was afraid of the dark and felt unsafe unless I prayed and unless Mom left the hall light on until my older sisters came to bed. Sometime later, I said my first very own prayer. I prayed it for months after a Sunday school lesson when my teacher told us about our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I was perplexed and worried. I knew the names of only three of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So after Mom or Dad went downstairs, I prayed earnestly, "Dear God, please help me learn who the fourth of our forefathers is. Amen." Maybe I didn't have words to express my thoughts well, but the Spirit of God understood and perfected my prayers before the Father. A few years later, I learned that God has given us thousands of forefathers and foremothers. They're that great cloud of witnesses from Hebrews 12, verse 1, people who have prayed over the span of thousands of years all over God's world, in times and places of fear or suffering, hope or joy. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for your Spirit, who makes our prayed mistakes into meaningful conversation with you. Thank you for the Spirit's assurance that you always hear us. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.